Working remotely, that's the subject of today's Reality Check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has a story about it, but it is editor Chad Blair who's on the line today. Good morning.
Today, but happy to do this story. It's a good one, and it's the lead story on our site today.
Yeah, so, you know, I know our new shops are operating differently. You know, many of our colleagues are working remotely. This focuses on some of the large companies out there.
It does, although, I mean, that includes Alexander & Baldwin and Hawaiian Electric. Anita contacted them, but she also talked to small nonprofits as well. She's trying to get a handle on exactly how and when will Hawaii try and return to real-time office space instead of working remotely or virtually. And what she found out really varies considerably. One survey that was conducted by the Hawaii Employers Council, for example, they found that 37% of their members who had staff that were working, you know, remotely at home in January, just a couple months ago, well, they do plan to bring them back by the end of June into the office. But 47%, nearly half of those same members, they're undecided as to whether they're going to try and come back into the office. Here's really what it comes down to. Some people have really found themselves to be more productive working at home, while others actually prefer to be in the office with coworkers. There's other factors, other considerations as well. But this is something that we are facing just like any state in the country.
Yeah, and Hawaiian Electric, I mean, they have, gosh, you know, a large number of workers. And I know they just, they leased some new space in town not too long ago. And I'm sure they're probably reassessing, you know, what does this mean? Do we really need all this office space?
Yeah, that's something a lot of companies are assessing. It costs a lot of money to lease property for offices. And then, of course, think about this. When you do return, and many businesses, including Civil Beat, are back doing this, you separate your desk much further physically from each other. You have fewer cubicles. You have these plastic barriers. And, of course, everyone's using masks, except when they're sitting at their desk. They're practicing social distancing. There's disinfectant all over the place. But this really changes the whole concept of how you look at an office.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned that survey with the Hawaii Employers Council. I know state lawmakers were kind of intrigued and to see what the results are, you know, this study, because they're looking, I think, for, you know, how does this affect the government going forward, too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the state capitol alone has been off limits to the public, with the exception of a few lobbyists. But that's another story that we won't go into. You know, another thing that everyone is really thinking about is the vaccinations. And Anita did check on whether employers could mandate that their employees get vaccinated. And she checked with the Federal Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. And yes, they can mandate vaccination. But it's recommended that you make exceptions if people have medical reasons that they don't want to take a vaccine, if there's something ideological or religious or political. Those are the kind of things that you want to take into consideration as well. What you don't want to have is a HR crisis in which some people are vaccinated and some are not, and everybody's fighting over that. So you need to come up with a way to be respectful about that. You know, you can't simply assume that everybody will be vaccinated in your office.
And, you know, I know there was some talk about, you know, with the smaller, like you said, nonprofits, you know, what's the picture going to look like? Do they need to return to a physical storefront, right?
And just commuting alone, right? The gas miles saved. But, you know, one thing to think about that Anita also looked at was businesses with neighbor island connections or neighbor island businesses that have to have travel. Zoom really has helped tremendously here, not just for meetings and training, but it really cuts down on so many things, the need to lease an office, maybe even downsize an entire business. So these are the kind of things that we're having to take into consideration, Hawaii employers, as we try and come out of this COVID crisis.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting story. Thank you very much, Chad.
Sure. Thanks, Chris. Catherine, excuse me.
That's okay. That was Politics and Opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Anita Hofschneider's story, visit civilbeat.org.